Will you listen? Verse 19, he says, "For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also." You know, he answered the prayer of Moses, and Moses knew that. And you remember, Paul made it very clear, though, it wasn't because he was Moses. God made it very clear that he heard Moses' prayer, but it wasn't because old Moses was old Moses. It was because God is merciful. And he made that very clear. This is what Paul says in Romans 9, verse 15. "For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." And what he's saying to Moses is this: Moses, I'm going to hear your prayer. I'm going to answer it. Not because you're Moses, not because you're the deliverer, not because you're the leader of my people, but because I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. God is sovereign, and God will extend mercy. How wonderful he is. You and I do not know to the fullest extent these two things about God. Now let me move along. Verse 20, "And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which ye had made, and burned it with fire, stamped it and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount." Now he goes on to tell about that experience. And now Moses sums it up, and listen to this. It's almost humorous. It would be if it wasn't so tragic. It's Moses speaking, verse 24. He says, "Ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew ye." There never was a day that these people were really found faithful to God. What a picture this is of them. And we point our finger in criticism, but what about the church today? I think that you could say it of many of the churches that are even conservative churches. There's not a day that they're faithful to God, and yet they boast that they're sound in the faith. They're sound, all right. They're sound asleep. Verse 25, "Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days, 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because the Lord had said he'd destroy you." And Moses knew God would do it, too, by the way. And if you think, my friend, that God's not a God that judges sin, you're just not acquainted with him. God judges sin. "I prayed therefore unto the Lord, and I said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand." Will you notice this? And again in the 29th verse, he says, "Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and thy stretched out arm." You see, Moses knew how to pray. I wish we knew how to pray like that. God says to him, did you notice back there in verse 12? He said to Moses, "Thy people which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt, they've corrupted themselves." Moses went to the Lord and said, "Lord, I think you made a mistake." Imagine telling God he's made a mistake. He says, "I think you made a mistake. They're not my people. I wouldn't have them. I didn't bring them out of Egypt. You brought them out of Egypt, and they're your people." And you know that move the arm of God? God says, if they're my people, and if I brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Moses reminded him, he says, what'll the enemy say? He'll say, you were able to bring them out, but you weren't able to bring them in. And God says, I'll bring them in. I'll bring them in. I tell you, that kind of praying moves the arm of God. How wonderful this section is.